Together We Stand was the kind of sitcom that arrived on network television with the best of intentions, but quickly crumbled under the weight of creative confusion, behind-the-scenes turmoil, and an identity crisis it never managed to escape. Debuting in 1986, the show attempted to blend heartwarming family comedy with the earnestness of a modern blended household, following a couple played by Elliot Gould and Dee Wallace, who suddenly found themselves raising an unexpectedly large brood of biological, adopted, and foster children. On paper, it was a warm, humanistic premise, with two respected leads and a message about unity. In execution, it became a case study in how quickly a series can lose its footing when network nerves and shifting creative strategies collide. This is TV Casualty. Together We Stand. The show's first episodes tried to strike a light, upbeat tone, leaning on Gould's dry humor and Wallace's natural warmth. But before the series could find a rhythm, CBS panicked over early ratings and made a drastic decision that would define the show's downfall. They wrote Gould out entirely. Removing one of the two stars from a family-driven sitcom was a jarring move, and rather than stabilizing the series, it only deepened its disorientation. The network renamed the show Nothing Is Easy, reframed Wallace as the sole lead, and attempted a tonal reset on the fly. What had been envisioned as a two-parent ensemble became a patched-together, single-mother sitcom, forced to reintroduce itself mid-season. Audiences never warmed to the retooled version. The sudden disappearance of Gould's character confused viewers, who were still trying to figure out who the family was in the first place. Critics noted the show felt stitched together, unsure whether it wanted to be a gentle comedy, a message-of-the-week drama, or a broad family sitcom, without a clear identity, and without the marquee star the network had promoted just weeks earlier. The show drifted through the schedule until CBS quietly ended it after one troubled season. In retrospect, Together We Stand is remembered less for what it achieved and more for how it unraveled. It's an example of how a show can fail not because its concept lacked potential, but because constant tinkering and abrupt course changes suffocated the chance for that potential to grow. It stands as one more title in the long list of well-meaning, short-lived family sitcoms that never got the opportunity to become what they were meant to be.